gentle, faithful, swift, passionate, blind, and wondrous. All these are faces of love. In a moment, young Kate Wakefield, venturing into today's world of confusing freedoms, brought to you by Daytrill, the new non-aspirin pain reliever from Bristol-Myers. Did you know that a 1.5-ounce bottle of Ban Roll-On antiperspirant costs about the same, yet lasts longer than most 5 or 6-ounce sprays? Listen to this. Averaging 2 seconds of spray per application each side each day, the longest lasting of the leading antiperspirant sprays gives you 37 days of protection. On the average, Ban Roll-On will give you 51 days. That's 38% longer. And tests have shown that Ban Roll-On will help stop wetness better than most leading sprays. Ban Roll-On, so economical yet so effective.
I'm a homemaker, and I work part-time, too, so I get my share of headaches. But I don't take aspirin. It can irritate my stomach. So I've used Tylenol. It's easier on my stomach. But then I learned about new Daytrill. I compared labels. Daytrill has no aspirin, either. Both have the same pain reliever, same effectiveness. But compare prices. Daytrill can cost less. So shop for the best prices and save money.
Daytrill. New from Bristol-Myers.
Lovely supper.
Oh, I'm glad you could come, Joy. Look, I haven't had a chance to ask you, what's this about Kate?
What about her?
Well, I hear she's going into the city, that she got a job through some terribly important man.
Marge, she's joining a real estate firm, and she got the job because they want her.
Well, jobs aren't that easy to get today, Jim.
Jim, we really must go.
You know, honestly, Joy, I always thought Kate would marry David Sloan once she got free of those weights.
Good night, Margie.
If you ask me, she'll never find a better man.
Good night.
Car's right down the block. Boy, how do you stand it, Joy?
Stand what?
You know damn well the gossips.
Well, it's really Kate's fault. She put us in this position.
Oh, rubbish.
Oh, why can't she settle down? She'd be lucky to get such a good man as David after all Tom Wakefield did.
Joy.
We'd give her a lovely, quiet wedding.
Maybe she doesn't want a lovely, quiet wedding.
Well, it would live down that disgrace with Tom once and for all. I've got the children to think about.
Joy, have you been to see Kate since she got back from the city last week?
I've been busy.
Well, have you called to ask her about a new job?
I couldn't change her mind.
Well, you're not supposed to. You're just supposed to be fair. Joy, you are acting like an ostrich, your head in the sand. You don't want to know what Kate's doing.
I'm her sister. Why wouldn't I want to know?
Because maybe you'd like a little fling of freedom yourself.
Oh, Jim! Oh, come in, Jesse.
Well, I'm ready anytime you are, Kate.
Oh, Landa, mercy, what are you doing?
Throwing things out.
Well, why don't you wait until I can give you a hand?
Oh, nobody can do this but me, Jesse.
From the looks, you're cleaning everything out. Are you coming back to us at all?
Of course I'm coming back, at least every weekend.
Well, don't be making rash promises. You go as far as you can, Kate. That's what being young is. And while you're gone, I'm going to do something for you.
Oh, what?
I'm going to move you out of this stuffy old room to the yellow room down the hall.
Oh, but this is my room, Jesse. I've been used to it since Tom died.
Then it's time you got unused. A lovely young girl sleeping how many years on that narrow bed alone?
Jesse, it's time we started downtown.
No, I'm going to say it now I've started. I've held my peace too long, and now there's no reason to. I know what went on in this house. Didn't I tend Tom when he was brought home time after time? The terrible drugs destroying him in his fine manhood.
I don't want to talk about it, please, Jesse.
Of course you don't, poor lamb. But the time must come when you'll let it all out of you.
No, never.
When the right man comes along.
Jesse, I haven't heard that since my grandmother.
Well, I was married 28 years to my Sam. There wasn't a night that I didn't fall asleep feeling the solid strength of him beside me. When the bed is warm, so was the heart.
The world's different today, Jesse.
It's only different because people talk too much about themselves. The right man and the right woman together, that's the meaning of it all, dearie. And it hasn't changed since the good Lord made us.
Jesse, tell me, didn't you and your Sam ever quarrel?
Oh, Lord love a duck. I threw a teapot at him once.
Oh, you did.
But I made sure to miss him.
Jesse, promise me something.
Oh, anything, dearie.
Just be here when I come home, will you?
Oh, it's not likely I'll be anywhere else as long as this house is here.
Hi. Anybody home?
Oh, it's your sister.
Joy, this is great. I'll be right down.
Now, don't worry about me. It's time you saw her.
You come right along with me, Jesse.
Joy,
this is wonderful.
Are you busy?
I'm just driving Jesse downtown to visit an old friend.
Now, I told her, Miss Joy, not to mind me.
Will you wait, Joy? I'll just be a few minutes, please.
Oh, all right, sure.
Make yourself at home, will you?
Oh, that's not hard. I love this old house.
It was a real home a long time ago.
It could be again, if anyone cared enough.
Isabel's at a library meeting. If there are any calls, will you take them, please?
Oh, sure.
Oh, bless me, I'm getting addled. There was a call for you this morning. The gentleman wouldn't leave his name, so it went out of my head. He said he'd call back.
I'll bet it was Tony, Kate.
It was not. I know, Mr. Cushing. He'd give you his name and the time of day if you wanted it. A real gentleman, I'd say.
Tony's in Paris, Joy.
Oh, so you won't be going into the city yet?
Oh, I'm going in tomorrow to find a place to live. Joy, honey, if that person calls back, would you...
I'll get his name, don't you worry.
Oh, maybe you're the one who can. Oh, Joy, I'm so glad to see you. I'm scared to tell you. Come on, Jesse.
Every woman likes to know she's the best she can be, so take a little time out for yourself, your looks, and especially for great-looking hair. Great-looking hair comes easily with Natural Wear Miss Clairol Hair Color. Choose from two personal formulas. Shampoo formula, our conditioning formula, is the easy way to get fresh, young color. Extra-rich cream formula is the one hairdressers use, because no laboratory today has found a better way to cover gray. Shampoo formula or cream formula, try Natural Wear Miss Clairol to know you're the best you can be.
The programs of the Radio Playhouse are a new service of this station and the Bristol-Myers Company. New in that daytime radio drama has not been on the air in many years, but also a new listening experience for you in that you are an important part of our programs. Your imagination plays a large part in picturing the characters and setting of our stories. We hope you're enjoying the programs and using your imagination. We'd like to hear from you. Imagine that. Write us at Faces of Love, 345 Park Avenue, New York, New York, 10022, or your local station.
There you are, Jesse. And you're going to call me when you're ready to come home.
Thank you, Kate.
Oh, give me a lift, miss.
Oh, yeah, sure. Get in.
I was kidding. No, my car's down the block. What are you doing downtown? Oh, don't answer. Too many people are asking you questions these days. Can I buy you a cup of coffee?
Oh, thanks, but Joy's waiting for me at home.
She is.
Is that such a surprise?
Oh, not really. Well, yes. In a way, it is. We had a little difference of opinion last night.
Oh, you mean she didn't come of her own accord?
Oh, of course she did. She was dying to see you. She just didn't know how to go about it.
Don't worry, Jim. Joy and I have always been close. No matter what our differences. Anyhow, she can't stay mad at me.
Oh, she doesn't want to.
I mean, now that Nancy isn't going into the city with me.
Kate, have you got a second?
Sure.
Oh, stay where you are. I can talk to you through the car window.
Huh?
I just want to ask you one question.
What?
Do you know why Nancy changed her mind about moving into the city with you?
What did she tell you?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Okay, did it have anything to do with a man?
Nancy's 18, Jim. She shouldn't have to give reasons for everything, should she?
I'd forgotten how loyal you can be. You know, Kate, I'm glad I have you for a sister-in-law.
hot, Joy?
I've got some iced tea made.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, Kate, that man called.
Oh, the one who won't give his name?
I got it.
Oh, leave it to you.
I told him that I'm your sister, and that I considered a man who wouldn't give his name no better than a man who wouldn't sign a letter. And if I had anything to say...
Oh, brother.
He's a Mr. Wolf. Stephen Wolf.
Joy, I've seen that name somewhere. Where did
I don't know. So have I. He speaks well enough. Oh, a little abrupt.
Did he leave any message?
No, he said he would call back. But I said if he really wanted to talk to you, he'd better leave a number.
Oh, Joy, you're terrific.
Anyhow, there's the number.
I'll call it right now.
Kate, have you any idea what he wants?
No, except that... Well, it has something to do with Tom.
Oh no.
I don't know what.
Are you going to let somebody drag all that up again?
Oh, if he knew Tom, I'll talk to him.
Oh, I'm sorry I got into this.
I know how you feel, Joy, but... Don't you see, if it's about Tom, then I have to hear it. But, Joy, wait, will you, while I talk to him? Oh. I got a recording. There's no such number.
Faces of Love has been brought to you by Natural Wear Miss Clairol to know you're the best you can be. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse. Studio presents the radio dramatization of William Makepeace Thackeray's classic novel, Vanity Fair, the story of the clever and charming adventuress, Becky Sharp. In a moment, our author, Mr. Thackeray. The Author's Studio is brought to you by Mr. Muscle, the oven cleaner that works the easy overnight way.
In my house, we've got a fully automatic kitchen.
Me.
And the worst job I've got to do is scrape and scrub that dirty oven.
Well, there's a different way to clean your oven that's less work. The overnight way, with Mr. Muscle.
Promises, promises.
It's true. With Mr. Muscle, you just spray it on at night, and while you sleep, its self-scouring foam lifts up the grease and grime.
That's a good idea.
So next morning, you just wipe clean.
You know, I've got a feeling that Mr. Muscle's going to be a good man to wake up to.
How do you get the most out of an antiperspirant? The answer may be using Ban Roll-On. Tests have shown that Ban Roll-On helps stop wetness better than most leading sprays. And Ban Roll-On costs about the same, yet lasts longer than most 5 or 6 ounce sprays. Averaging 2 seconds of spray per application each side each day, the longest lasting of the leading antiperspirant sprays gives you 37 days of protection. On the average, Ban Roll-On will give you 51 days. That's 38% longer. Ban Roll-On. Why settle for less?
Ladies, your servant, and surely you know, author of Vanity Fair, William Makepeace Thackeray. A most awkward predicament has overtaken Becky Sharp. Tipsy, old, parsimonious Sir Pitt invaded her bedroom at 10 o'clock this night and blew out her single candle. Money, quoth he, is not to be wasted at Queen's Crawley. And then...
Great heavens, someone with a candle is coming far down the hall. And what, pray, will he, she, or it, think of us alone in the dark and you in your nightshirt?
Who the devil is it?
I can't see yet. I hope my maid. Oh, but what if it's Lady Crawley? What if it's your son? My first night here, and you make me look the shameful name you called me.
Apologize. It didn't mean it, Miss Becky.
You called it all the same. A hussy, and now you've made me look one.
No. I'll tell him it isn't so.
You will not say one word, you addled old man. You will leave this to me. Now, it's your son. Who is he? Oh, please come in here. Come in, please. Oh, Mr. Pitt, how fortuitous. My candle fell and went out, and I'm terribly fearful of the dark and called for help. Sir Pitt very kindly came, but he hadn't a candle himself. Pray, may I light my candle from yours?
You may. Sir, you wear not but your nightshirt.
Help! Help! Miss Becky cried out, help, help. Come straight from me bed, brave Sir Pitt. Save her life. Help, help.
Oh, yes. He feared I'd caught something afire with my candle. How foolish of me to call for help. I'm very sorry, Sir Pitt. I do apologize. Say you forgive me.
He don't know as I do. Catch me death or night in me nightshirt.
Oh, indeed you might. Now, please go straight back to your bed.
Don't want to.
You're fuddled with drink. Go.
My house. Go when I please. Don't take orders from you.
Sir Pitt, I want very much to talk to your son.
Why'd anyone talk to the likes of him?
I shall return to my room.
Oh, sir, I do long to talk about your pamphlet.
Oh?
Demi, what twaddling pamphlet?
Please, Sir Pitt, I implore you not to tarry longer. You surely catch your death.
Tain't decent, him in your bedroom.
Do you suggest I don't know that? If Mr. Pitt is agreeable, we shall go to the library.
Quite.
Thank you, Mr. Pitt. Sir Pitt, I thank you for coming to help me. And now we bid you good night.
Oh, how resourceful our Becky is. But then, she must she not? Who else is to take her part? In the library with that jolly fellow, she... Oh, ladies, that will be revealed after both you and I enjoy a cup of tea. A second cup of tea. But as for me, I shall continue with this honest tale. As Becky and young Pitt with their candles wended their way to the library, these were Becky's reflections.
This tiresome man wants to talk about his wretched pamphlet, which I've not read and never shall. I want to talk of my ancestors. He thinks me low-born. He'll not accept me here until... Oh, Lord, what noble name did I tell Amelia was my mama's? Aunt Hersha, yes.
No one was ever named Aunt Hersha. Oh, Mr. Pitt, your pamphlet on malt was truly absorbing. I admire it beyond measure.
Most gratifying that you're awakened by my writings. No one here is touched, not even my uncle, the Reverend Bute Crawley, though he is, or should be, a man of letters. I am too fine for them all.
Oh, I see that clearly. One reason for my interest in malt and its uses for brewing and distilling is that my childhood was spent on my mother's estate in Gascony. We had many vineyards.
Oh?
Yes. Well, you undoubtedly know of her noble family, the Entrechards.
Ah, oh, yes, indeed. Entrechards, yes.
On the estate, they bottled not only wine, but beer and ale as well.
Entrechards, Duke of Entrechards. Remember him well.
Oh, I'm gratified you know my family name, for the line is now ended. My dear mother had no brothers and no sons. Ah, how sad.
when a great name must fade into history.
True, true, Miss Sharp, for blood is everything.
Yes, everything.
Young Pitt mentioned his uncle, Bute Crawley, a man of the cloth. Now, it cannot be supposed that the arrival of Rebecca would go unremarked at the rectory, even though ties between the two houses are strained. The good parson does not approve of Sir Pitt's vulgar ways, nor Sir Pitt approve of his brother's piety. Mrs. Bute, first cousin to the Earl of Tiptoff, will not condescend to visit Lady Crawley, a tradesman's daughter. All communication between the two houses comes from domestics. Now then, we are at breakfast with the reverend gentleman and his lady.
Cook says Sir Pitt's second footman says the new governess is arrived at the hall. Miss Sharp.
Mm.
She came here from Miss Pinkerton's school.
Mm.
My school.
Kindly pass the muffins, Mrs. B.
You grow fatter each day. Cook says the second footman says she's very pretty.
What nonsense. I met Miss Pinkerton, ugly as an anteater with an even longer nose. Kindly pass the butter.
I'm speaking of Miss Sharp.
Sharp? Who is Miss Sharp?
You but listen instead of chewing.
Don't bully me, ma'am. How, pray, does one eat one's breakfast if one don't chew?
Miss Sharp is the new governess at the hall. She is very pretty.
Kindly pass the marmalade.
And cook says the footman says Sir Pitt is already sweet on her.
What?
I reckon that bit of news would surprise you.
Oh, we don't surprise. It ain't news. My infernal brother has every vice and always has had. The whole countryside knows he's after every pretty face he sees.
Miss Sharp sounds an artful hussy as well.
Madam, I must ask you not to use such a wicked word at the breakfast table.
Jezebel, then, that is in the Bible, 1 Kings 16. Oh, nice thing, I must say. A creature like that taking care of our nieces?
Judge not, Mrs. Bute. In any case, how can you judge, ma'am, when you know not? Except that Miss Sharp has arrived with a pretty face, which is no fault of hers, since God gave it to her.
Well, I shall know something, and soon. When I'm time for my arduous duties here, I shall journey to Chiswick and call upon the excellent and incomparable Miss Pinkerton and inquire of Miss Sharp's history and character.
Kindly pass the kippers.
Naturally, Mrs. Bute could not pass over the hall governess without making every inquiry respecting her history and her character. Ah, ladies, tomorrow a proposal. Today, I am your devoted William Makepeace Thackeray. To you by Ban Roll-On, America's leading roll-on antiperspirant. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse.
It's not nice to eavesdrop, but it's fun. So let's check in on the comedy of errors at the Baxters. On the little things in life. Brought to you by Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol.
This is what aerosol hairspray sounds like. This is what Final Net sounds like. The big difference in the way they sound is the big difference in the way they work. Final Net is not an aerosol. It's concentrated to give you a great long-lasting hold. There are no wasteful propellants. That makes it economical, too. 8 ounces of Final Net go as far as 24 ounces of aerosol hairspray. You get a great hold at a great price. Final Net, the first sensible alternative to aerosol hairspray.
The following is a paid dramatization.
Hi, I'm the teacher, and that's Roland Gibbs on drums. He drew my picture last week with gray hair. Me, with 11 grays. I gave hair coloring a second thought. I found out about Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It has no peroxide, doesn't change my natural color, and it's good for my hair. Loving Care covered my grays and made my hair softer and shinier. Gotta give the kid credit.
Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It's good for your hair.
Hey, what is this in the middle of the living room?
Oh, for heaven's sakes, what are you doing home in the middle of the day?
I went off without my briefcase this morning, and of course the Pendleton contract was in it.
Oh, what a shame. You have to drive all the way back out here.
What, may I ask, is that?
What does it look like?
It looks like a stuffed giraffe.
Well, that's what it is.
It's enormous.
I know.
What did you buy that for? It must have cost a fortune.
Oh, dear, it's not mine, and I didn't buy it. I just found it upstairs in the guest room closet. Remember when Phyllis and Bill were here last week?
What do you mean, do I remember?
Well, I didn't mean
How could
to.
I forget two people we barely know who drop in to say hello and stay 2 days?
All right. Anyhow, Phyllis had bought this giraffe somewhere to take home to her son. She had it in the car and she brought it in to show me.
Well, why would she put it up in the closet?
I don't know. I don't know why she took it upstairs either.
I don't either. Why not put it back out in the car?
Well, I think she was trying to wrap it in something so it wouldn't get dirty in the trunk of the car before they got home again. I remember now she asked me if I had an old sheet to put around it, and quite frankly, I forgot about it.
I tell you, these guests to leave things. What are we supposed to do with it?
Well, do we have any choice? It's for their son's birthday. I know that, which is the day they're getting home. That'd be this Friday, I think.
How are we going to wrap up a giraffe?
Well, I found this box in the attic, the only box I could find that was big enough.
Well, you'd have to double his neck under
it. I know, dear. I've tried, but I couldn't manage it alone. I was waiting until you got home tonight. Well, I'm glad you got home this noon. We can get it wrapped up, and then you can
have time for all that this noon. I'm grabbing my briefcase and getting back into town to the office.
Honey, it'd be better if you mail it from the post office in town instead of down here at the village post office. The box will go off faster, so maybe the little boy will get it by Friday.
And lug this box to the post office?
I've spent the morning wrestling with this giraffe, and if we can get the thing in the box and wrapped up, it seems to me the least you can do is mail it.
You know, it seems to me if people are going to buy things like this for their kids, the least they can do is hang on to them.
I thought you were in such a hurry. You going to stand there and gripe about it, or should we get it wrapped up?
I want to stand here and gripe about it.
Oh, come on. Give me a hand, will you? Oh, and by the way, we are going to be just under the wire.
What's that mean?
Well, the box. I mean, I called the village post office, and May said a box cannot be more than 100 inches. That's the distance around the box in one length. And it can't weigh more than 72 pounds.
Oh, this doesn't weigh that much.
No, I know that. I weighed the giraffe on the bathroom scales. He weighs 28 pounds.
28 pounds. Oh, it'd be fun lugging it into the post office.
Well, first thing is to see if the two of us can get him into the box. The legs have to be double under as well as the neck, you know. We can't.
Why didn't they buy the kid a teddy bear?
Oh, you know, you're going to help. If you're in such a hurry. Now,
Okay. Well, let's see. Best thing is to put him in upside down, I should think.
Well, you try it. The giraffe is stuffed so solidly that I'd get two legs in and one would pop up again and I still had two more to go.
Okay, now, let's have a go at it. Now, put his bottom in first.
No,
there.
It won't work that way. What? I think it has to go in sideways.
Just a second here.
It won't work that way.
Yeah, now, grab there. The neck. Get the neck. There. The neck. Tuck here. It under there.
It won't work that
will
way.
Will you tuck the neck under, please?
I told you it won't work that way.
What way do you suggest?
I told you, I think he has to go in sideways, not turn him over. That's right. Now, I figure this leg can tuck under this. Hold that now.
Put the other leg there.
Watch it. It'll snap up and hit you in the face.
Stop.
I just said watch it. Now, hold him down. Let me get this leg under here.
But no. You've got to leave room for the neck. This is a giraffe.
I know it's a giraffe. Yeah. Now, you can't fold the neck over until you get the leg.
Now, wait a minute. I think we're going to make it.
I couldn't do it alone. I know. Hang on. Hold him down.
I am. I've got the legs. I've got the... Yeah. Shut the neck down.
Yeah. Wait. Yeah. Well, there what? We both have to hold him down. He's going to wrap up the box.
Let's get the sides of the box folded over the top here. Then one of us can sit on it.
Well, you sit on it. You sit on it. You got it?
Yeah.
I'll get some tape and some wrapping paper.
Well, I've got to get back to the office.
Dear, this is a birthday present for a little boy whose birthday is Friday.
Okay. Get the wrapping paper.
I'll sit on the box.
Do you think all antiperspirants are basically the same? Well, Ban Roll-On antiperspirant may just change your mind. Take effectiveness, for instance. Tests have shown that Ban Roll-On antiperspirant will actually help stop wetness better than most leading sprays. Make your own test soon. Pick up a bottle of Ban Roll-On, and you may discover what we've shown in tests. Ban Roll-On antiperspirant, proof that not all antiperspirants are created equal.
I'm a homemaker, and I work part-time, too, so I get my share of headaches. But I don't take aspirin. It can irritate my stomach. So I've used Tylenol. It's easier on my stomach. But then I learned about new Daytrol. I compared labels. Daytrol has no aspirin either. Both have the same pain reliever, same effectiveness. But compare prices. Daytrol can cost less. So shop for the best prices and save money.
Daytrol, new from Bristol-Myers.
I don't know why this box has to be wrapped up in brown paper.
Well, to cover up the printing, for one thing. Besides, it gives some protection for the giraffe if the box gets wet or anything, you know.
Well, why should it get wet in a post office?
The box may be delivered and set on a wet back porch. I don't know why you always bring up the silliest arguments, dear. Here, now, I'm holding this side. Keep the paper down. What's the matter?
The tape is sticking to my fingers. Where did you get the kind that has to be dampened? I've got water all over
it. Tape it down, please. And another piece right here.
I tell you, if we ever have guests again who leave anything, when I think of the bedroom slippers we've had to mail back, and the sweaters, and the coats, and the overshoes, and...
Get this. Huh? Take your ass. Now, turn the box over.
Yeah.
Get the cord on now while I write out the address on this. Oh, no.
Now what?
Where'd I put their address? All right, I've got it somewhere. Phyllis wrote on a slip of paper just as they were leaving. I just have to remember where I put the slip of paper.
Don't tell me. I mean, I just don't want to hear that now that we have this all boxed up, we don't have the address.
No, I've got it. So I'm just trying to think where. I put it in the desk here somewhere, I think.
I think I really have a very nasty side to my nature.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do, too. Why do you think so?
I hate these people who did this to us. I mean, I really hate them. Nobody should be asked to box up a 5-foot stuffed giraffe.
Well, look at it this way. It's a little boy's birthday present.
I know. It's the only thing that keeps me from jumping in the car, driving all the way to Wisconsin, and shooting his parents dead.
Oh, stop it now, honey. Here's the address. Here it is. Here it is. Now, let's see. Where's the pen? Let me get it on. Oh, and be sure to insure it.
Hurry
now,
up, will you, please? I've got to get this to the post office and then get back to work. I hope my boss doesn't ask where I've been. Oh, excuse me. I'm terribly sorry.
That's all right.
I keep bumping everybody with this big box.
Well, why don't you set it on the floor and push it along with your foot?
Huh? Oh, good idea.
Certainly a crowd in the post office today. You think it was Christmas? I've been waiting 20 minutes in line here.
Yeah. I should be back in my office. Instead, here I am mailing back a stuffed giraffe some house guests left.
Oh, dear. Oh, I hate guests who leave things. Hey, look, I'm in no hurry. You get ahead of me.
Oh, well, that's very nice of you. Are you sure you don't mind?
No, not at all. There, go ahead.
Next. Okay. Pretty big package.
Yeah, I'll say. I want to insure it, too.
I'm sorry, I'm afraid you're over.
Over what?
Postal regulations.
Well, it only weighs 28 pounds. My wife said 72 is...
That's right, but it's 100 inches, girth and one length. You've got 103 here. Sorry.
Sorry? What does that mean?
It means I can't accept it. You'll have to wrap it over in a smaller box if you want it.
Wrap it over? Look, it's a 5-foot stuffed giraffe. It took us an hour to get the darn thing into this...
Mister, I'm sorry, but it's postal regulations.
Are you going to make this poor man wrap this over for 3 inches? Oh, I think that's outrageous. Just outrageous.
Madam, if you have any complaints, write to the Postmaster General. You people forget to add the paper, which makes more length...
I will write to the Postmaster General.
And so will I. I think this is outrageous.
remember thinking as we wrapped it that perhaps the wrapping paper was too heavy, you know, and that we put on too much.
I don't want to talk about it anymore.
I said we were just under the wire. I knew it was 99, once around and the one length. But as I said, you know, perhaps the wrapping paper...
I don't want to talk about it. Just get me some more coffee, if you will.
More coffee? It's so late now. You going to stay up all night just writing to the Postmaster General? You want to read me what you've written so far?
No.
Well, I'll take the draft to the department store tomorrow, and I'll just pay to have them wrap it and mail it, that's all.
Dear, you go to bed. I love you, but there are times in everyone's life when he just wants to be left alone.
Yes. Good night, dear.
My dear.
The Little Things in Life has been brought to you by Daytrill, the new non-aspirin pain reliever from Bristol-Myers. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse.
To have and to hold. To have and to hold. The story of the traditional vows, the new morality, and the people caught in the conflict between them. Brought to you by Final Net, the non-aerosol hair mist that holds up longer than you do.
Julie, I haven't had dinner for years.
Mom, you're doing fine.
Shut up, old kid.
5 minutes, Claus.
Let's sit down. We're meeting your father for dinner. How do I look?
You always look pretty.
Thanks, sweetheart.
Especially your hair. Mom, the class is starting.
Oh.
Even when you can't hold up any longer, your hair can with Final Net. Final Net is not an aerosol. There's no wasteful propellant. It's concentrated to hold your hair all day. Final Net holds up longer than you do.
Mystery meat again. The food hasn't changed since the last time I was in college. But I have. 12 years later, 12 gray hairs. The only gray hairs in the entire class. So, I tried Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It has no peroxide. Just covers up gray without changing your natural color. Loving Care made my hair softer and shinier. And two boys wanted my number.
Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It's good for your hair.
What is that chopping sound?
Caroline is having that old dead oak taken down.
Speaking of dead wood, Bill called me today.
Well, there's no law that says you have to hate your ex-husband.
My understanding of the law is that since there was an annulment of our marriage, there also was no husband and therefore no ex-husband.
Yeah, that's an interesting point, Lynn. Not quite right, of course. It's too bad you never wanted to become a lawyer.
Maybe if I'd been a son, you would have tried harder to convince me.
Oh, you always wanted to run your own life.
Doesn't everyone?
Are you, going to see Bill?
I said I'd have lunch. That's always a safe date. Dinner has a way of stretching out into the evening.
I wish you and Bill could have made a good marriage.
Well, it takes two people to make that miracle.
Well, maybe you expected too much from him.
Yes. I wanted him to be a father, and that was too much.
I know the grounds for your annulment, Lynn.
Maybe you don't care about my having children, since Jason and Emily have already provided you with grandchildren.
I don't think you should rush into another marriage just for the sake of motherhood.
I guess I still want to run my own life.
Why don't you let it idle a little bit? You know, there's something frantic about the way you seem to feel about Curtis Rogers.
I can't understand why you automatically assume that Kurt is a bad choice. You don't even know him. You know absolutely nothing about him.
But if he were here or not in Switzerland, I certainly know a lot more about him.
Yeah, Fräulein Schmidt. That's right. I've been expecting Monsieur Noir. Right away. He should be the man for this job for my friend Carter. Come in. Please, shut the door, René.
But of course, whatever you wish, Herr Hoffman. I was very pleased to hear from you, Herr Hoffman. I was afraid that my last work for you was not satisfactory.
You did a good job, René. The husband was able to get his divorce. There's no trouble at all.
Good, that pleases me. What do you have for me now?
Just a simple investigation. A man. Curtis Rogers.
A man? Not as much fun, perhaps.
I don't pay you to have fun.
Of course, Herr Hoffman. What do you know about him?
He's American. He's in Zurich now. But he's been in Davos before coming here. He's working as a ski instructor.
But how can he? That's illegal. Only the Swiss...
He's unofficial, of course.
Oh. One of those, eh?
Find out everything you can about him. You might start in Davos. It'd be interesting to know why he left there.
Yes, it's been a good year for those types in Davos. He must have had a good reason to leave when the chickens were so plump. On whose behalf are we making these inquiries?
That need not concern you, my friend.
Oh, I only ask so that my inquiries may be direct.
It is better for you not to know. You can find out about Curtis Rogers with information I have already given you.
I think you do not trust me.
I do not wish to have the worry of having put temptation in your path, René.
Monsieur, I do not understand.
I think you do. I would not want my client to get a phone call offering to sell him information that he is buying from me. The information that I am paying you for.
Oh, that would be, I think the word is unethical.
You see, you do understand.
The roast beef on the card looks good, doesn't it, Ginger?
Tonight it is excellent, sir. And for a vegetable, could I recommend the ratatouille?
What is it?
It's eggplant, onion, squash, mushrooms, and tomatoes.
Oh, it sounds fancy.
Well, why don't you try it, Ginger?
It's a popular French peasant dish, Mrs. Foster.
Oh, I'll have the string beans then.
Oh, all right. I'll have the ratatouille and we'll both have salad.
Thank you. Oh, and I'll bring the wine.
Thank you.
You certainly surprised me tonight, Marsh.
Really? What have I done now?
We haven't dined out in months.
Oh, I'm sorry, dear. Has it really been that long?
Your memory can't be that bad.
I remember a lot of things about us. Do you remember the seafood restaurant in Baltimore where we used to get those great Maryland crabs and they had buckets sent to the table to throw the shells into?
Those were the days. I was so proud of you.
You were. What for?
You really don't know.
Well, I knew we were happy then.
I was so proud to be married to a doctor. Someone who was better than other people.
Oh, well, doctors aren't that different from other people, Ginger.
Oh, now you tell me.
Why is it such a surprise to you?
When I was growing up in West Virginia, I knew I'd never stay there and marry one of those local boys. I knew I'd get out and have a better life. I knew I'd marry someone who, well, was someone.
I guess I've disappointed you then.
Not in everything, Marsh. I remember those wonderful Sunday mornings when you weren't on duty at the hospital and we'd spend the whole day in bed reading the papers and just being together.
A wine list, sir?
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'll look it over. Could you come back, please?
Of course, sir.
Thank you. Well, my internship was a tough time for both of us.
By the way, Cora's coming next week.
Oh.
She wants to do some shopping in Chicago.
Good, good. She'll be company for you, and Betsy should get to know her better.
I hope you don't think that's going to give you a lot of free time to spend with Angela Fairchild.
It certainly was gracious of Caroline to insist we move into River Run when you and she got married.
I don't think she'd have married me if I hadn't agreed. This place has become so important to her.
Mm. Want some more mint tea, Daddy?
Mm, thank you, dear. It's really better than coffee after dinner.
And from homegrown mint, too. Where is Caroline now?
Oh, you see that oversized firefly over in the Bosque Dell?
Oh, yes.
That is your stepmother with a flashlight trying to find out if there's an invading raccoon.
This tea is good. When is Anne coming out for a visit, Daddy?
Oh, Caroline says she has to finish up a job she's doing for the United Campaign people. Maybe she'll be out next week.
It's funny how we took to each other. You'd never know we're stepsisters, and she was so helpful while I was getting the annulment from Bill.
Yes. Lynn, I have to tell you something.
You make it sound ominous,
well,
Daddy.
It's been bothering me, but I felt I had to do it.
You're sure you shouldn't be telling this to Caroline?
Oh, I already have, and she doesn't approve. I'm having a friend of mine, a Herr Hoffman in Zurich, check up on Curtis Rogers.
Oh, no. Oh, Daddy, how awful.
I know, dear, but I want you to be happy.
And this news, of course, fills me with delight.
Well, you know nothing about him. He could even be married, and you wouldn't know it. A lot of worthless types hang around resorts for the express purpose of picking up vulnerable women, particularly women with money.
Oh, you make it sound like fun.
Lynn, I'm serious.
You don't have to worry about Kurt on that score, since I'm not the one with the money.
Your mother's trust fund for you is adequate, and when I die, you're...
Caroline and Anne have all the money in this family, Daddy, and you know it. If Kurt wants to marry for money, he can do much better than me.
To Have and to Hold features Larry Haynes as Jason, Joyce Gordon as Emily, William Redfield as Marsh, Patricia Wheel as Angela. Also appearing were Guy Sorrell, Rosemary Rice, and Ariana Munker. Produced and directed by Ernie Ricca. Written by Richard and Suzanne Holland and Mary Dornheim, and brought to you by Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. This is Ken Roberts. This program has come to you from the Radio Playhouse, a DCA Productions program.